Triton Coaches Show, KRFO, thanks to Claremont Service Center, as well as Hy-Vee Foods of Owatonna. Mike Ellingson, the football coach for the Cobras. Game at Pine Island yesterday, the Panthers end up getting a 28-7 victory. And Mike, what was the story of the game?
Big plays, big plays, big plays. So Pine Island on the night averaged over 10 yards per offensive play. For us defensively, we were at a scramble. Even when we were able to force, you know, long third downs, it just seemed like they came out and got a play, and we were just scrambling. So it was just one of those frustrating games defensively that we just, not much went right for us. And we had kids out of position, and we had, kids fall down that, you know, you don't expect to happen. And it just was a very frustrating night for the coaches and the boys and the fans. So it was 0-0 through the first quarter. Mm-hmm. And I believe they scored 14 points in the second quarter. One of them, I think both of them were on 50-plus yard touchdowns. So I believe that the first one was a first play after a four and out, and the second one was off of an interception. So two quick strike plays to kind of get us down 14-0. For us, we were moving the ball somewhat efficiently, but just struggled to punch anything in and just could not get a big play on the night. Their defense really did a nice job of limiting the big play from us and taking away our weapons. We were just kind of, we tried to regroup at halftime. Our kids came out, they played with heart, all those kinds of things, and get them into a third and long situation to start the third quarter, and then give them a 17-yard completion type of thing, and then it just kind of, it kind of had a residual effect of, like, we'd get them into a third and long, and then they'd make a big play. I think it ended up with about a 45-yard touchdown, and it was just a quick smoke screen to a wide receiver, and our corner fell down, and their kid sprinted to the end zone. So just a frustrating night. I think they tack on one more to make it 28-0. And we end up marching towards the end of the third. I think we punch one in to start the fourth quarter. And defensively, we make a couple holds in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. For us and them, just running the ball in the fourth quarter, it just, it became too little too late type of thing for us. So back to the drawing board for us. I think we ended up with 232 yards of offense, and they ended up with 450-some. So, once again, just a frustrating night for our kids and our fans and our coaches. And, I know me, and I know we'll get back to it, and I know we'll go back and put Plainview all tape up and put in the work next week. And, for us, I just hope that we can get a better result out there.
Did you, besides the touchdown drive for the Cobras in that fourth quarter, did you have many trips into the red zone or close to that part of their field?
There wasn't a lot. So I think we had probably one or two in the first half for sure. We had a couple of chances and nothing inside the 10. It's an untimely penalty here, those kinds of things that really just ended up hurting us on the evening and just putting us behind the eight ball, and we just didn't get it done.
A home game coming up with Plainview, Elgin Millville. They've got one win on the season, which came over Rochester Lord, and in a handful of the games they've lost very close games by 1 point, 2 points. So the record might not give a full indication on what this Bulldog team might be able to do when they come to Dodge Center.
That is correct. So, we just played a one-win team in Pine Island. We had trouble with a zero-win team in Del Riota. So we're going to have our hands full, and our kids can't expect anything less than the best from Plainview. So we saw them down at team camp. They got some good athletes, and I'm sure they'll be ready. It looks like they played a tough game against Cannon Falls, and Cannon Falls is ranked highly in 3A. So I'm expecting it to be a good football game.
Yeah, 18-6 was that score. Very good point with Cannon Falls having the goals and everything in recent history that the Bombers have had. Well, Plainview Elgin Millville at Dodge Center for next Friday night's game. Mike, good luck getting them fired up again, as I know you will. Good luck.
Thanks, Roy.
All right, Coach Ellingson for the Triton Cobras. It was Pine Island winning last night by a 28-7 final. Triton Cobra Coaches Show on AM 1390 KRFO.